This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. troops crossed into Iraq early on Monday, part of a withdrawal from northeastern Syria ordered by U.S. President Donald Trump. Reuters' Francesca Linnell reports.
U.S. troops crossed into Iraq on Monday as part of a withdrawal from Syria that was ordered by President Donald Trump, a move that opened the way for Turkish troops to launch an offensive against Kurdish fighters in the area. Some Syrian civilians threw stones and shouted abuse at a convoy as they headed towards the border. Nearly 1,000 soldiers are leaving the northeast of the country to continue the campaign against Islamic State militants in Iraq. Though on Monday, the Pentagon said it was looking into keeping some U.S. troops there to ensure that oil fields did not fall into the hands of Islamic State or others.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linnell reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was prevented Monday from holding another vote on his Brexit deal. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a potentially perilous process of ratifying his Brexit divorce deal in Parliament.
Order!
After the Speaker of the House of Commons refused to allow a vote on it on Monday. John Bercow said a vote would not be permitted as the same issue had been discussed 2 days earlier.
The ayes have it!
When lawmakers turned Johnson's big Brexit day into a humiliation. Saturday's vote means that Johnson's government now has to bring forward legislation in order to get the deal passed. That gives the PM's opponents the opportunity to make amendments that could make the withdrawal deal unpalatable to a large swathe of Johnson's own party.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong officials are apologizing to Muslim leaders today after riot police sprayed a mosque and bystanders with water cannon while trying to contain pro-democracy demonstrations on Sunday. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.